Good morning to you, Terry.
I believe it's safe to say that social networking, it's not a question of whether or not it has a role in campaigns in the present and future, but what role will it have? It's here and it's here to stay.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know, after the Obama campaign had huge successes using social media, I think everybody realized that, you know, this is not a fad, this is not a flash. Right now, 96% of young adults, you know, people 18 to 34, are involved in some type of social media. I mean, that's just how that generation likes to communicate. And as they age, they're going to take that with them. I think, you know, 50 years from now, we can look back and people will see social media as part of our society as much as they see radio and television as right now.
How has social networking changed political campaigns?
Well, certainly in the last few years, we've seen the ability for politicians to go out and talk to people through social networking on a one-to-one basis. Using the mass medias, you're kind of saying the same message to everybody. And certainly if you're talking to someone, if they're agreeing with you, if they're not agreeing with you, you want to be able to tailor the message to them specifically. That's what social media allows people to do. If someone is agreeing with you, you almost don't want to talk to them because you're kind of wasting your time and money. So you want to be able to identify those people that are either on the fence or maybe not necessarily understanding what your campaign is all about, and then educating them to hopefully convert them into voting for you.
Wouldn't that create opportunities for some mischief, though, on social networking? A candidate can say whatever they want without being challenged by, say, someone like myself on a traditional medium. They can say whatever they want to whomever they want without really being challenged.
Well, actually, they can be, because a lot of these social medias are public. If I'm posting information on a blog and replying to it, that information is out there for the public to see. And anyone monitoring these campaigns can easily go out there and sort through that. And if there is misinformation, they can address that. And importantly, they can address specifically the person that either had the misinformation or, you know, address them directly to attempt to, you know, correct them and get them the correct information.
Do you see this as a completely good thing for democracy, or are there any potential pitfalls you're concerned about?
Well, overall, I think it's a good thing. I mean, you know, with any type of tool, there's good use and there's bad use. I think the ability to get out there and communicate with as many people as possible is a wonderful tool for democracy. It keeps politicians honest. If they go out there and they put out a bunch of information, you know, people can study it, they can analyze it, they critique it, and they can respond to it. That's what makes this interesting. You can listen to a politician stand and give a speech, but you can't really respond to that politician. But if you're using a social media, you can. You can sit and digest it, think about it, and then put your thoughts together, and then, you know, create that two-way dialogue that social media allows.
Steve Knoll, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Terry.